His radio was crackling, and the communicator tuned it in more finely. What a rushing barrage of sound! Some of it was Draken, and the small gray man could not understand that tongue, even though they controlled 20 planets. It was a sort of hysterical-sounding language. He could take a vocoder to it, for he had the vocabulary circuits somewhere, but they would just be commands to pilots down below. The other language he had heard an awful lot of lately. It was a sort of smooth, meditative tongue. He had even dawdled over a frequency decoding table to try to get a grasp of it, but it seemed to defy that. But he didn't need to understand the language. The physical facts were plain enough. There was a heavy air battle in progress. He looked down through the port. A big promontory stood above the city. Anti-aircraft fire was coning up from it. The rock stood in a sea of fire as the city burned. A Draken bomber exploded in midair and fell to add its bursting gouts of green flame to the orange of the burning city. No teleportation traces possible there. That was for certain. He felt very depressed, even sad. He wondered at himself. Was the strain of this past year making him emotional? Surely not. Yet the old woman in the north of Scotland, and particularly his finding her gone, had stirred sentiment. And here he was, feeling a bit of anxiety, lest she be down there in all that flame. All this was quite unlike him, quite unprofessional. He thought he had better have a little nap, so he could awake thinking more clearly, less clouded and blurred. What an absolutely terrible year it had been. He went to his cabin and lay down. And it seemed only moments later that he woke, with the whole thing bright and plain before him. That crisscross dance those terrestrial marine attack planes had done. How dull of him! Of course, he was no military tactician, but he should have realized it long before now. That high-speeding group that flashed off to Singapore was the lure. The burned-out console was just bait. He went to his small gray office and did a very efficient playback of that dance of planes, and then plotted the course of the real group quite accurately. Yes, on that course they would arrive at that pagoda in the southern hemisphere of the planet. He gave his orders to his ship captain, and away they sped, right up to 2x light. He was just in time to see the death of the capture. It startled him. He was not sure how it could happen. A Terrify-class battle plane launching capital ship exploded in orbit? With a cautionary word to the bridge to draw off, the small gray man watched the huge vessel disintegrate down through the atmosphere and strike the lake of the dam. For a bit, he watched to see whether the dam would give. It might be damaged, he decided, but it appeared to be holding for the moment. A huge amount of water was rushing down the river channel in an overpowering flood. But there was nothing down there. He telephoted his view screens on the dam itself. Yes, it had been damaged. Quite a bit of water was escaping on the lower left-hand side, much of it under the dam there,